This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Luke chapter 14, Leroy looks at a gracious invitation and people's incredible excuses for refusing to accept. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the first things we seem to learn in life is to make excuses for not doing what we should. I have a friend in Iowa who does this every time I see him. After we have talked for a little while, he always says, "You know, Leroy, I've got to get busy and finish the Navigator Scripture Memory course. I've been meaning to do that for some time now, but I just haven't gotten to it. But pretty soon, I'm going to get back at it." Now, the reason he brings this up when he sees me is that 25 years ago, I challenged him to memorize Scripture. And he began by enrolling in the Navigator Topical Memory System. He was all excited about it, and the verses he memorized were a blessing to his heart and a help to his witness. But he got sidetracked with other things and never did finish what he set out to do. And whenever we talk, he always has a new excuse. It sort of reminds me of the three people the Lord talked about in Luke chapter 14, verses 16 through 20. A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready." But they all alike began to make excuse. The first said, "I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me." Another said, "I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me." Still another said, "I have just got married, so I cannot come." Here was one lame excuse after another. What good businessman would buy land he had not seen? The second excuse was worse than the first. "The time to test oxen is before you buy them, not after." So each had a reason why he should be excused. Now, Christian, let me ask you, what is it in your life that you've been putting off for one excuse or another? Maybe you're like my friend back in Iowa. You have purposed to be more diligent in memorizing the Word of God, but you keep putting it off. Maybe you've vowed to witness to your neighbors and invite them to church. Have you talked about establishing the practice of morning prayer and Bible reading? The truth here is, when God issues the invitation, there is no good excuse for refusing to accept. Whatever God is calling you to do, do it. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy asks the question, when things get busy, what happens to your quiet time with God? Join us on Daily Discipleship.